to sit down. Now, so today you're so welcome to our family service this morning. If you're visitors, I have some visitors here who came to a wedding and I went to university with Gemma, so it's lovely to see you guys joining us today, and you're very welcome. And then who's new, NJ and Agnieszka are here. They're back, so it's fantastic to see you guys. And so you're very welcome if this is your first time or you've been here many times before. So we have our family service on the second Sunday every month, and we have some special rules that we need for today. So you guys are already totally doing one of them. So what's the rule that is about this line?
Stay behind the line.
Stay behind the line. Fantastic. Who can tell me another rule? Yeah, go Ethan.
Yeah, have to sing.
What about this one?
Listening. Big ears, small mouth.
That's exactly it. So to listen, we have to have big ears, don't we? And then we have a small mouth. So we do lots of listening, and we don't talk while we're listening to other people. And can you name the last rule?
Touch your parent.
Now, this is the best one, because what this means is you have to be able to reach out and touch whoever brought you today. So can you reach out and touch them? If you can't touch them, I need you to run right now and go and get them and pull them over here. And that's when the mums just pretend they're not here and hide behind a pillar, but we can still see you. And I'm afraid your knees are going to have to do some work, and you're going to have to get down there. Apologies. Brilliant. So has everyone got one? And Zach just stands on the stage, because in theory that means he can touch me.
No?
Okay. So today is a bit of a strange theme, so I need to tell you a little bit about it, particularly for the adults of you back there. Because what we always try and do in our family service is we try and learn a little bit of what we're learning every Sunday during our groups. John Boy, can I give you... And so who was here last Sunday in their groups? Can anyone remember? And can anyone remember what you looked at?
Last week on Sunday's group, what did you do? Jesus was eating us.
Jesus was having a meal.
And was it a special meal?
Yes.
Do you know, does it have a special name, or was there something special that he ate at it?
Bread and wine.
Bread and wine. It was the Last Supper, wasn't it? Because what we're doing at the moment in our Light Live stuff is we're looking at Easter. Now, I know it's a bit mental in October, but you see, when it comes to Easter, we go straight from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday, don't we? We miss out the whole middle bit, and the middle bit's quite important. So we're looking at the middle bit right now, and today we're going to look at what happened after the Last Supper. And I need Paddy's help, wherever he is. He is going to help me, because we've got a memory verse that we have to learn for today. So who's up for a bit of memory? Who's up for it? Anyone back there? Everyone is pretending they're not here. Margaret? Are you up for remembering? Fantastic. So go on, Paddy, teach it to us. I think we've got to do a bit of singing, which is bad for me.
Yes. Is everybody up for a bit of singing? Yeah? Does anybody remember the song, How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? Yeah. Do you remember, yeah? Well, we're going to learn our memory verse today to that tune.
My daddy.
Your daddy knows it, right? Well, we'll get him up there. Right, so the memory verse today is going to come up on the screen, and it is, For God loved the world so much, that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. Alright? And then if you want to remember the verse in the chapter, you've got to go John chapter 3 verse 16. 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 Okay, so who's up for singing that? Yeah? Will you sing it with me? Okay, all the boys and all the girls. Maybe we'll try the boys first. We see how loud the boys are, and then we'll see how loud the girls are. And that includes all the adults as well, alright? So, all the boys, alright? Ready? One, two, three. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. Okay, now all the girls, all right, see if they can be any louder. All right, 1, 2, 3. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son. So much that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. And now we just sing the verse, John chapter 3 verse 16. 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 Well done, everyone. Now, we are going to see at the end of the lesson today, we're going to be asking boys and girls, can they remember or even would they be brave enough to sing that song? And I have three little chocolate bars over there for three special children who are willing to do that. Okay, so keep that in mind. Try and run that over in your head.
Alright.
Yes, okay. And now, while we're singing songs, we're going to sing our first song. Okay, and the words that came to me when I was thinking about this song is, do you know what? God wants us to be joyful, doesn't he? Yeah? And he also wants us to be strong inside. Yeah? And he says in his word, he says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you know what? Sometimes when we sing songs, it makes us feel happy inside, doesn't it? Yeah? But do you know what? Sometimes things aren't great. Sometimes things go wrong and we can be down. But you know what brings us back up again and gives us joy? Is singing songs like Jesus in my life. And having Jesus in my life brings joy back into our lives. So I want everybody standing up, all the boys and all the girls, all the mummies and all the daddies and all the ladies and gentlemen, everybody standing up, okay? Here we go, all right? And we are going to have some fun praising God, okay? And it goes, the actions go, you know what, when things have got me down, okay, and no one is around, I've got Jesus. I've got Jesus. Okay? When life's a mystery, a peace is what I need. I've got Jesus. I've got Jesus. Okay? And then we want you to jump up and down and bounce, right? Because that helps us be joyful as well. So it goes, everything's okay and everything's all right because I've got Jesus. And then we've got to do the steps. Watch the girls for the steps because they know the steps better than I do, right? So it goes, everything's okay, everything's all right, but I've got, because I've got Jesus in my life. And then they do this kick thing. So let's see. I'm going to be watching out for all the boys and girls, see if you can get that right, okay? So are we ready? Are we ready?
Yeah!
Yeah! Okay, let's praise Jesus. All right. Okay, are we ready? Okay, everybody clapping? Clapping and jumping. A bit louder. Okay. All right, here we go. All right, you ready?
When things have got me down and no one is around, I got Jesus, I got Jesus. When life's a mystery and peace is what I need, I got Jesus, I got Jesus. Everybody, everywhere, come on, come on, Jesus. Everything's okay and everything's alright, I got Jesus in my life.
Alright.
When things have got me down and no one is around, we got Jesus.
Jesus, about Jesus. When life's a mystery, and this is what I need, about Jesus, about Jesus. Everybody, everywhere, come on, and hear you sing. Everything's okay, yeah. Everything's alright, cause I got Jesus in my life.
Here we go, here we go.
Everything's okay, yeah. Everything's alright, cause I got Jesus in my life.
Woo!
Everything's okay, yeah. Everything's alright, cause I got Jesus in my life.
Here we go, here we go.
Everything's okay, yeah.
You got cheese in your heart, come on, let me hear you say, whoa, whoa. You got cheese in your life, come on, let me hear you say, whoa, whoa. You got cheese in your soul, come on, let me hear you say, whoa, whoa. You got cheese in your heart, come on, let me hear you say, whoa, whoa. You got cheese in your heart, come on, let me hear you say, whoa, whoa. You got cheese in your life, come on, let me hear you say, whoa, whoa.
Gonna have more songs later on, but first of all, we're gonna find out about three people in the Bible this week, okay? The first person we're gonna find out about is Noah. I'm just gonna get a pen. Okay, so Noah lived a really long time ago, okay, and he lived in the desert, all right? And there was no rivers, no seas, no oceans, and not very much rain. And he was a really good man, okay? He did everything that God asked him to do. But the problem was that most of the people at that time, they were sinning. They weren't doing what was right, okay? And God was getting really annoyed and really sad and really angry. And he said, I have to do something about this. So he said to Noah, I'm going to send a flood, a really big flood. But I want to save you and I want to save all the animals. So you have to build a boat that's big enough to save all the animals and your family, because Noah had some sons. And Noah was like, what?
Sorry.
Noah was like, what? He's like, I live in a desert. How could there be a flood? It only rains about once a year. We don't have any rivers. We don't have any streams. We don't have oceans or anything. How can there be a flood? But anyway, he got everything he needed to build this big boat, and he spent months working away, hammering in the nails and getting all the wood. And when it was finished, God sent all the animals, okay? And they got on the boat, and it started to rain, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And a big flood came and covered the earth. And Noah was so glad then that he'd listened to God. But you know, when he was building that boat, all his neighbors, all the people that lived in the desert, were laughing at him. They were like, Noah, you're mad, you're crazy. What are you doing building a boat? We don't live anywhere near the sea. And Noah must have got so frustrated at that. And he had to spend months of his life working on this boat, and he didn't even know why. He didn't even know if there would be a flood. He just trusted God. And I want you to tell me some of the feelings Noah might have had when people were being mean to him by building the boat, and when he was tired after a day's work. Ashling, what do you think?
Because they thought that there's going to be a flood, but there was.
Yeah, there was. They didn't believe. Sure, they didn't. How did Noah feel? How do you think he felt? Katie, do you know? Or Alex?
Left out and alone. And
yeah. Perfect. There's three good ones. Left out because no one else was helping him. Left out, alone, and sad. Yeah, super. Anyone else? Tegan? Annoyed, maybe, yeah. Annoyed at everyone giving out about him. Let's see if we get one more. Liam. Sorry? Doubtful. Doubtful, super. In case the flood never came. Okay, so those are words about Noah, okay? Now, there's another person in the Bible, okay? He came after Noah, and his picture might be coming up in a minute. Who's that? Who do you think? Bethany? Daniel, yeah, Daniel in the lion's den. And you know, Daniel lived in Israel, okay, and he worshipped God and he loved God. But then some people came from a country called Babylon, and they came and they captured him and brought him to Babylon, okay? So he had to leave his friends and his family, and he didn't want to. And they captured him and brought him all the way over to Babylon. And then you see, he met the king of Babylon, King Darius. And Darius actually really liked Daniel. He could see that he was a really great man. And he gave him this really important job. He was helping to lead the country, okay? But some people got really jealous because they were from Babylon and they didn't have jobs that were as good as Daniel's. They helped the king too, but Daniel was really important. And the guys who were jealous of Daniel, they went to the king and they tricked him into making a law. And the law said that no one is allowed to worship any gods. Everyone has to worship the king. And Darius probably thought, oh, this is great. Everyone has to bow down and worship me for 30 days. Wow, I'm so powerful. And so he signed the law and he said that was okay. But Daniel loved God and Daniel couldn't stop praying to God. And he kept praying 3 times a day to God. And the other people who worked for the king, they found out. They found out that Daniel was praying to God. And they got really angry and they went to the king and they took Daniel with them. And they said, King Darius, this man is still praying to God. He's not praying to you. And your law says that everyone has to pray to you. And Darius was like, oh no. Because Darius really liked Daniel. He was such a good man. But he had no choice because he'd made a law. And the punishment was that you had to be thrown into a den of lions, just like in the picture. And these lions were really, really hungry. And so that night they got Daniel and they threw him into the big pit and they closed the pit. And it was just him and the lions. But you know what? Even though he was probably a bit scared, he prayed to God and he trusted in God. And God sent an angel and the angel closed the mouths of the lions so they couldn't hurt him. And the next morning, when the king and all the other men opened up the pit, there was Daniel, and he was fine. He didn't even have a scratch on him. He was perfectly safe because the angel had protected him. God's angel had come, okay? And Daniel was probably really happy to get out of the pit, but how do we think he felt when he was in the pit? Can you tell me some feelings? I'll just write Daniel's name here. Okay, Tegan. Afraid, yeah, super. Okay, who else? Ethan.
He felt scared.
Scared, yeah. It's a bit like afraid, he felt scared. Let me see, Deborah.
Terrified.
Terrified, oh, these are great words. And Bethany?
Betrayed.
Betrayed, oh yeah, that's a great one. Terrified and betrayed. Okay, so we've got these two people, okay, Noah and Daniel, and they had to do things that they didn't want to do. God asked Noah to build a boat, even though he lived in the desert, and Daniel ended up in a lion's den, surrounded by really hungry lions, and I'm sure he didn't want to do that, okay? And we can see that some of their feelings there are the same, okay? They felt afraid, they felt scared, Noah felt alone, okay? And Catherine was telling us at the start that we were going to be looking at the Easter story today, okay, and what happened to Jesus. And God asked Jesus to do something when he was on earth that he probably didn't want to do either. God asked Jesus to die on a cross for us. And that's a horrible way to have to die. And it was really, really painful. And Jesus didn't particularly want to do that. And he probably felt some of these things. Do you think Jesus would have felt scared to have to go on the cross? I think so. Probably felt scared. What else might he have felt? Some of these same things, Tegan.
Betrayed
as well, that's right, because his friend Judas betrayed him. Anything else? Deborah? Terrified, yeah. You got one or two more? Tegan? Doubtful, maybe, yeah. Maybe. Ella? and scared as well. Yeah, and that one circled, okay? So he would have felt these things, and probably some of the other things as well. Probably a bit sad as well. But you know what? He didn't particularly want to do it, but he knew he had to, and he still obeyed God, and he still went onto the cross, and he still died for our sins. And a little bit later on, we're going to hear from Catherine and from Paddy as well about that, and more about how Jesus would have felt and what he did for us on that day, okay? But right now, we're going to have another song. So you've got to get loads of energy again. We're all going to stand up, and we're going to have One Way Jesus, okay? And Paddy's going to come and help us with the actions now before we start. So again, lots of stretches.
All right. Can we get a job on the spot? All the boys, all the moms and dads and the adults, stand up as well. Come on. We're going to praise God again. We're going to sing. There's only one way, isn't there? Yeah, there's one way, Jesus. You're the only one that I could live for, okay? So we're going to practice this again, okay? So we go, point to the sky, go, one way. Then clap three times. Jesus. Now put your hand out. You're the only one that I for. Okay, so let's try that again. So it's one way. Jesus, you're the only one that I could live for. All right? Okay, and then we've got another song, Let Your Light Shine, after that, okay? And that's when you do really good things for God. That's like letting your light shine, and we're going to wave our hands in the air for that, okay? And we want the little ones especially up the front for that one, okay? So, are we ready? Are we ready? Great, fantastic, let's praise God, okay? So, everybody ready? Okay, everybody, clapping. All right, and jumping. Okay, here we go. All right.
You're the only one that I can live for. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I can live for.
Jesus shall heal you and 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 me. Alright. Okay. So, Dave, when you're ready, come to me. Are you ready? Okay.
Creep, creep, creep in the dark, fear comes to blow out all your lights. Doesn't want you telling everybody that Jesus knows, alright? Yeah! Let your light shine, whoa. Let your light shine, whoa.
I'll be going with this, I reckon. So, it's my bit now, and my bit needs some helpers. So I'm going to invite Nick up here, who's going to have a very loud voice, because we've decided you don't need a microphone. No. Now, can you all be seen there? Yeah. Yeah, that's grand. Now, I need two helpers, probably who are either in a glow or blaze, because you have to stand up and hold things. As well, why don't you come and help? And Liam, you come and help. That would be fantastic. So what I'm going to do is I've got to give you things to hold. So come up on the stage. Now, Liam, you're going to stand on this side. As well, you stand on this side. Now, I'm going to put these here. And every time I say a new number, the new numbers are there. If you take option A and you take option B, okay, so you want to pick that up and show it to everybody. That's it. Okay. So I need your help to tell the Bible story today. You're all up for helping me? If you can't read, don't worry. I'm going to be reading them out. So what we're going to do is Nick is going to read out a Bible story in a minute. And then what we've got to do is we've got to choose what Jesus did. You all up for helping me do that? Yeah? Cool. So what we remembered earlier on, isn't it, that we just learned about the Last Supper last week. So we're going to find out what Jesus did after then. So, Nick, do you want to read out the first reading? So, what did you do after they sang a hymn? Did they all go to bed because they had a busy day tomorrow? or did they go to the Mount of Olives to a place called Gethsemane? Who thinks they know it? Hands up. I'm looking for some of the, maybe the little ones for whom this is a little bit harder than some of the older ones. Go on, what do you think happened, Ethan? So they went to bed because they had a busy day. The next day, they went to the Mount of Olives, called a place called Gethsemane. Is that quite tricky?
They had to have the Last Supper and eat a lot of food.
They ate a lot of food, they did. So what do you think happened next to you?
They went to the Mount of Olives.
They went to the Mount of Olives, that's right. So Isabel had the right answer this time. So they had the Last Supper, then they went to the Mount of Olives. Now, guys, would you put those pieces of paper down and choose the next ones? So Mick's going to tell us the next bit of the story. The first thing they chose to do is they chose to go to the Mount of Olives. Okay, go, Mick.
Sit here while I go over there and play. So Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here, keep watch with me. Go a little further, please."
What do we think he did? So they've gone out to the hillside to a place called Gethsemane, and he's gone with some of his mates, and he's feeling a little bit sad, a little bit like some of these feelings that we were feeling here. What do you think he did? Do you think he prayed to God, his father? That's what Liam's holding. Or do you think he had a little nap? Which do you think he might have done? Is anyone? Yeah, come on.
Prayed to God.
Do you think he prayed to God? Should we find out if that's what happened? Who else thinks he might have prayed to God? Hands up, who thinks he might have prayed to God? And who thinks he might have had a little nap? So hands down, who thinks he might have had a little nap? Yeah, you think he might have had a little nap. And you, so I think the majority is that he might have prayed. Should we find out? Should we find out what the answer is? Okay, go for it, Mick. What's the answer?
He prayed to God.
He did. And do you know what? Yeah, read Bible number 3 for me. Yeah.
Going a little further, he fell to the face of the ground and prayed, "My Father, who is in heaven, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you."
So do you want to change the piece of paper for me? So he prayed. Did you hear that, guys? Sam, did you hear that he was praying? Ethan, did you hear that he was praying? And did you hear what Mick said? What was he praying about? Did anyone hear that? Do I need to give Mick the microphone so everyone can hear? Do you want to hear? Was he saying to God, "I won't do it, it's too hard"? Or was he saying, "I will do what you want, God, even if it's not what I want"? Did everyone hear what Mick said? Do you think you did? Did anyone over here? Did you hear? Should I get Mick to read it again?
Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will."
So who thinks, did he say, "I won't do it, it's too hard"? Or did he say, "I will do what you want, God, even if it's not what I want"? Yeah, what do you think?
"I will do what you want, God, even if it's not what I want."
That's right. He made a really difficult choice, though. Good reading. He decided that even though he wasn't so sure about it, he really wanted to do what God the Father did. And that's what we were hearing about Noah and Daniel, wasn't it? They had to make some scary decisions, but they really wanted to follow God. Do you guys want to take the next piece of the paper? And so what happened next in the story? I won't get Mick to read it out, but what happened next? You know, he was praying once. When he went back and he found the disciples, and all the disciples were asleep. Cheeky monkeys. They were falling asleep. He'd gone off to pray quietly by himself to his father, and then everyone had gone to sleep. So he came back and he goes to them, "Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Why have they gone to sleep?" And they go, "Oh, I'm really sorry, I'm awake now." And they wake, and then he goes away and prays again, and he comes back and they're asleep again. Who can be asleep for me? Quickly, quickly, who can fall asleep? Shaking away. "Wake up, wake up, wake up. You've got to pay attention. This is really important." I don't think the disciples knew quite how important it was. So finally, he came back a third time. And this is what he says. Read Bible reading number 5 for me.
Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners."
Does anyone really understand what that means? I don't think they really understood it either. It's a little bit complicated, isn't it? Rise, so we'd be everyone told to wake up. So something's going to happen, isn't it? Something's going to happen, and some of you know, and some of you don't know. What do we think's going to happen next? Well, there's something that Jesus is going to say next. Because someone is coming into the garden. And that's somebody Jesus is not very pleased to see. So do we think he says, this is quite tough if you don't know the story. Do you think he says, "Rise, let us run away. Here comes my betrayer." Or does he say, "Rise, let us get ready. Here comes my betrayer." Betray. Do you know, we got this letter from this word from Daniel as well, didn't we? That means to feel like someone's really let you down. So do you think Jesus decides to run away? Or do you think he thinks he'll get ready? What do you think, Tegan?
Ready.
He's going to get ready. That was a big choice he had to make, wasn't it? Go and make, read this one.
"Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him.
So Judas, I don't know whether you guys remember the story from last week, but Jesus said to Judas in the Last Supper, he said, "You are going to be the one who betrays me." So Jesus knew that he was going to come and he was going to kiss him in the garden. And that was a sign, and that was a sign for people to arrest him. Isn't that awful? Do you think Jesus might have felt some of these things that we were talking about? He might have felt scared there, mightn't he? Do you think he might have felt terrified? Do you think he might have felt alone? What do you think he did? What do you think you would do if that happened? Can you think? If someone's coming to get you, what do you think you might do? Do you think Jesus said, "Friend, do what you came for"? Then the man stepped forward, seized Jesus and arrested him? Or do you think Jesus said, "Everybody fight"? And all the disciples grabbed their swords and fought the crowd and stopped Jesus being arrested. What do you think happened? Go, Bethany.
The man grabbed him and arrested him.
The man grabbed Jesus and arrested him. And that's so tough, isn't it? Jesus let him get arrested. And you know what? Some of the disciples didn't understand that. In the next bit of the story, some of the disciples go, because they want to fight. Why does anyone want to let Jesus get arrested? Jesus was fantastic. And you know what Jesus says to them? He says, "We don't need to fight. Do you not think I could only ask God, my Heavenly Father, and he would send 12 legions of angels down to protect me?" Can you imagine that? Can you imagine one angel coming to protect you? You can put them down now. That's fantastic. Thank you, guys. Who can think of one angel coming? Just imagine, Ethan, if you were having a bad day. Do you imagine if an angel came? An angel came to help you. How cool would that be? 12 legions. Legions is like, I can't remember how many legions, but a lot. Maybe over 100. 12 lots of 100. Hundreds and hundreds of angels to protect Jesus, but he didn't ask them to. And this is what I want you to think about in this story, as I lose my last bit of paper. Liam and Isabel stood there, they had to make choices, didn't they? We had different choices. Some of the choices were easy choices, weren't they? Like running away, or like not going to the garden if you knew there was going to be trouble. And some of the choices were hard choices. And what choices did Jesus make? Did he seem to make the easy choices, or did he seem to make the hard choices?
The hard choices.
He made the hard choices. And do you know what? That's kind of tough, isn't it? Sometimes I think I'd like to take the easy choices. And what Paddy's going to do now is he's going to tell us why we think that Jesus took those hard choices in the Garden of Gethsemane.
That's right, Catherine. Has anybody here ever made a difficult decision? Ever made a difficult choice? Have you ever decided to do anything that was really difficult? Hands up. Anybody? Yeah?
share with your sister. That's really difficult sometimes, isn't it? Sharing. It's really good, but it's really difficult sometimes. Yeah. Help your sister with her homework. Sometimes that's difficult. Yeah. I used to find that difficult because my sister was 3 years older than me. And her homework, I'd never seen it. I didn't know what it was. But anyway, I want to tell you about a time, right? But you know what? Wouldn't it be easier to make that decision if you knew that it was going to turn out for the better? Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be good if you knew that when you shared your sweets with your sister, that you were going to get on better and the house was going to be happier home, it was going to be, you know, it was going to be a nice atmosphere at home and everybody was going to be much happier? Yeah. Do you know what? There was a time, right, when I was on my bicycle, okay, and I fell off and I had an accident and I broke one of my teeth here. It's very sore, very sore. And my tooth actually got infected. My gum got infected and I got a thing called an abscess. You never want to get one of those. It's really painful. Okay? And my mum said I had to go to the dentist. Yeah? Has anybody here ever been to the dentist? Did you like going to the dentist?
No.
No. I didn't want to go because I knew the dentist was going to be painful. Yeah? But my mum told me that if I went to the dentist, that the dentist would know what to do, and he'd get rid of my abscess, and he'd make me much better, and it'd be much better in the end. Yeah? Do you know what? If I hadn't known that the dentist was going to make it better, I wouldn't have wanted to go, would I? Would you want to go to the dentist if you thought that he wouldn't make it any better? No, nobody likes going to the dentist, do they? Not many people, anyway. But you know what? I knew that the dentist could make it better because my mum told me. And that made it easier for me to go to him because I knew that, you know, even though it might be a little bit painful, in the long run it was going to be better. Yeah? So, Sarah was telling us about Noah earlier on, wasn't she? Can anybody tell me, you know, what God told Noah? Can anybody tell me what God told Noah? Yeah? He told him to build a boat. Why did he tell him to build a boat? It was going to rain, and there was going to be... What was going to happen after the rain? A flood, that's right. Yes. But you know what? When God told Noah to build the boat, there was no rain, was there? There was no rain at all. And he was building a boat in the middle of a desert. And it was really dry. He looked a bit silly, didn't he? But you know what? He trusted in what God said to him. And he said, I know that God doesn't lie. And there's going to be a flood. There's going to be a rain. And I need to build this boat. And you know what? Something really good came out of it. It's hard to believe that something good came out of it, but something really good came out of it for Noah. What was that? What good came out for Noah? This girl here. He was going to be saved. That's right. And his whole family was going to be saved. That's right. Do you know what? In the game this morning that you were playing at the start, were there some things that you did that you saw you mightn't have wanted to do, but it was going to make it better in the end? What were some of those things? Does anybody remember back at the start when we were looking at the game? Some of the things that you were asked to do and that you mightn't have wanted to do, but it was going to make it better. Anybody? No? What about doing your homework? Yeah? What? You don't like colouring. Or some people don't like doing their homework. But you know what? Yeah. You don't like doing maths. But you know what? Isn't it better when you get your maths done and then you learn it and you go into school the next day and you know your homework? And we all have to do homework, don't we? And it ends up better the next day because we don't get in trouble with the teacher, do we? Hey, guys, do you think it was hard for Jesus to make that really difficult decision to be arrested and go to the cross? He didn't want to do it, did he? But But you know what? He knew that something really good was going to come out of it, didn't he? What did he know? Does anybody know what he knew? What was really good that was going to come out of it? Other people wouldn't die. He was going to save the whole world, wasn't he? And that was why it maybe was easier for him to make that hard decision, because he knew that he was going to save you, me, everybody in the whole world if we believe in him, because he died on the cross for us. Okay? That was a really hard decision, but he made it because he knew that something amazing was going to come out of it, didn't he? So, does anybody remember the memory verse that we sang earlier on? Because I have three chocolate bars over here, and I'm looking out for somebody who's really brave, or maybe two people. Maybe we could do it in twos. Anybody who knows the song that we sang earlier for the memory verse? Yeah? Would you sing it with this girl here, together? Would you? So I'll start you off. So it goes, for God, yeah.
For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that no one would die on the cross.
That whoever believed
in him would not die,
but
have eternal life.
Woo! Well done. Let's give that girl a big round of applause. You definitely get a bar, a chocolate bar there. That was brilliant. Fantastic. Anybody else? This girl here. Do you want to do it with somebody else? Would you do it with her? No? Do you know what? Would somebody do it with this girl?
I don't know the song, though.
You don't know the song?
No, I just
know
the verse.
Would you do it? Anybody else? Do you know it?
The verse.
So, I'm going to give one to you and one to you. Well done. That's brilliant. Oh, Alex, do you know it as well? Would you do it? Yeah? Because I have a cupboard full of these. All right.
For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him would not die but have eternal.
I'm going to go and get you chocolate bar in a sec, right? But for a bonus point, can anybody remember the chapter and verse? This boy here. And you have to sing it just once. No? Okay. Well, tell me what it is.
John 3:16.
Okay. Anybody else wants to sing it? Would you sing the John chapter 3? No? Okay. I'm looking out for brave people who are willing to sing it.
John 3:16.
Okay, but would you sing it? John chapter 3, verse 8.
John.
Chapter.
Chapter 3. John. It's pretty hard.
Chapter 3.
We'll give you a chocolate bar for that. Well done. John chapter 3, verse 16. That's right. Well done. We've lots of brave boys and girls here.
So should we all do it together? Because now we're going to use it so we can pray for other people. So I think we all need to be able to sing it once more together, and that's going to help us really remember it. So will we all stand up? Everybody stand up, just in case you're getting comfy.
All the boys, all the girls.
Now, my voice is very croaky, so I'm not going to lead the singing. Paddy, you lead the singing. So we're going to sing it through one more time, and then we're going to use that to pray for some people. Does that sound cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, are we ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we put it up on the screen, maybe?
It is.
Oh, it is. Oh,
it's just not on this
great
one.
Okay. So, could we sing it out? So, one, two, three. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, the liver believes in him, may not die but have eternal life. Wow, it's on.
Fantastic. So now what I want us to do is I want us to do some active praying, because I think it's one of those days that we might need to stand up and do some praying. So has everyone got a bit of a voice? Will you give me a shout?
Yeah.
Way! Will you give me a shout?
Way!
Okay, that's a little bit quiet, but that's okay. We can have quiet. So guys, what I want to do today is I want us to use our memory verse to think of some people and pray for them. So the first thing I want you to do is everyone get their hands with me. Put your hands up. You're listening to me. Okay. The first person thing that I want you to do is I want you to think in your mind of somebody you really love. Has everybody got in their mind somebody they really love? And when they have, put their hand down. Has everyone got it in their head? So we're going to say the memory verse. We won't sing it. We're going to say the memory verse. Girls? Girls, have I got you? Small mouth, big ears? Are you all there? Eyes? Girls? Small mouth, big ears? I want you to think of that person you have in your mind. And can I actually just get adults to touch your parent again? Because a lot of the adults are kind of sneaking off. Zach, can I own? Let's all get the parents. It just helps for a little bit of control at the front. So in your head, I want you to think, and you back there, someone you really love and really care for and is really important in your life. And we're going to say the memory verse together, thinking of that person. So have them in your mind now. And let's say it together. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. So that person that you have in your mind, Jesus died just for them. Isn't that fantastic? Now, hands up again. I want you to think of somebody in your mind that, do you know what, you actually don't like very much. Me and John were kept awake until 4 a.m. this morning because our next door neighbours were having a massive party and playing loads of music. Right at this moment, I'm not that fond of my next door neighbours, so I'm going to be thinking of them. So you choose somebody that you're not that fond of, even if you know you should love everybody. So I want you to think of them, and we're going to say it again while we're thinking of them. So put your hand down when you've thought of the person. And we'll say it together. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. I have to remind myself that my next door neighbours, Jesus died for them as well. I might not have wanted to die for them, but Jesus did. Now the last thing we're going to do is, would you put up on the screen the next PowerPoint, Dave, if you're there with me? Now, what I want us to do now is, up on the screen is some of the different things that we do in the church. We've got bingo, we've got mainly music, we've got kids, we've got service, we've got our small groups, we've got our rugby team, we've got grandmas, we've got core kids, we've got Arbor Hill Prison, and we've got the life course. Put your hands up if you all recognise at least one of those things. If you recognise one of them, put your hands up. So what I want you to do, and if you don't recognise anyone, like if you're a visitor, think of something that's happening in your own church at home. And what I want you to do is I want you to think of somebody in that group who right now you really want to bless, and you really want them to know just how much Jesus loves them and how amazing it is that they died for them. Isabel, Bethany, have you got someone? Have you got someone? Okay, so when you've got someone in your mind, put your hands down, and we're going to say it just for them. Put the memory verse up again. So think of that person. Dave, are we there? Dave? Dave? Memory verse again. So think of that person. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. So Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much that you love each and every one of us. You love the people who are really special to us and we know really, really well and care about so much. You also love the people that, you know what, we're not so sure about. And we're not really sure about loving them, but you still love them. And you know what, you love every single
single person that we come in contact with as a church, and if we're visitors, everyone who the churches that we go to come in contact with. And we just thank you that today we learned about what a difficult choice it was to choose to follow what your Father wanted you to do, to go and be arrested and ultimately to be crucified and to die upon a cross. And that's such a hard thing. And we just thank you so much this morning that you took the time and you chose to do that for us, Lord Jesus. So what I want today is, instead of an amen, I want everybody to say thank you really loudly. Do you think you can do that? So I'm going to count to three, and then we want to say thank you, okay? One, two, three. Thank you! And I think we should give Jesus a big shout. Should we do that? And a big round of applause. Woo! So what we're going to do is we're going to have our final song now, and it's a quieter one. So I think we can add the actions to it as well. No, there aren't. So what we're going to do is we're going to sing it together, and we're just going to think about all those people that we thought about. And what Paddy and myself are going to do is we're going to be at the sides of the stage here, and we always pray for people at the end of the service, but we like to be able to pray for some of the kids too in the family services. If there's someone you thought about today and you thought about, God, I really want to pray for them, I'm really worried about them, yeah, then we can pray for them. And while we're singing the song, we're also going to take the offering. So if I could invite the small group who's on today to come and take the offering, that would be fantastic. So Dave, would you maybe put the music on for us? That would be brilliant. Do the notice afterwards.
Sing it, yeah? I'll just sing it.
So if you would like to pray for anybody you thought of today, if you're in Core Kids and there's anybody you'd like to pray for, then if you're a boy, go to Paddy, and if you're a girl, come over to me, and we'd love to pray with you while we're singing this song.
iTunes.
I can't see your face. What am I?
love us and you want us to be yours, Lord Jesus. So just at the end of the service now, we're just going to do the notices. John, do you want to come and do them? Should I do them? Okay. Will we do our behind the line again? Can you? Okay, I'll hold him. The notices are on this side. Fantastic. Is Emily here today or will I do this one? I'll do this one. So yesterday we had our mum-to-mum morning. So I don't know if you heard about the notices, that we were talking about that before. That we had a wonderful morning yesterday morning where a lady called Trish Dodd came and just really encouraged some of the mums in the church. We just spent the morning together. Just she encouraged us about what it means to be daughters of God. She encouraged us about how to make time for ourselves. And she encouraged us about how to parent our kids better. So it was wonderful because a lot of us hadn't met Trish before. And Trish is going to come then with her husband, Derek, and lead our marriage refreshment course in about a month's time. And what was wonderful to be with her is that she's such an enabler. She's such a person that will give practical tips, but without being condescending and without making you feel like you're starting from a really difficult place. And as she said yesterday, she's not giving us rocket science on this refreshment conference. It's just to encourage each one of us in our marriage and in what we're learning together as couples. So I really want to encourage you, if you're married, every single one of us who's married, I want to encourage you to come to this. The things you need to sort out are your date and your diary and your babysitting if you've got kids, and then stick it in your diary and come along. We need you to sign up before, just so we know numbers and we can make the planning, we can get all the course materials and everything ready. It's on Friday the 6th of November and Saturday the 7th, and there's lots of flyers at the back. So if anyone would like flyers now, just put your hands up if you haven't heard about it before and would like some information, and Paddy can get a flyer to you. And you'd like some, fantastic. And there's more flyers at the back, so please do pick that up. So that's in 3 weeks' time. Okay, next one. Oh, the big quiz night out. Now, where's Wilson?
There you go. How are you doing? I'm Wilson. Collide is as it says up there, the big quiz night out next Saturday evening. It's just going to be a night of fun, no hassle, no. It'll take the form of a quiz. There'll be different rounds, general knowledge. There'll be a couple of spot prizes. Come up and hum a movie theme, guess the movie. There'll be picture rounds. Come along. If you can make up a table, come along as a table. If not, we'll put you in a table. So there'll be a bar, gents, and there'll be time to chat, ladies. And it's very informal, you'll have good fun, and I'll be reading out some of the questions, so it'll be a bit like watching Catchphrase, and for all the older ones there who don't know what Catchphrase is. So that's what it is, next Saturday, 7:30 to 10:30, and we hope to finish on the button. And so come along, bring your friends. Oh, sorry, and it's €5, but if you want to give more, you can.
I got to tell you, we were talking with Kate during the week about some of the frowns, and I was in hysterics. It's going to be hilarious. It's not about how brainy you are. Don't worry about that. It's just about coming along and having a laugh. So it'd be great to see you. Now, Paul's not here. So this is next Sunday after the morning service from 3 till 6. It's an introduction to sound engineering. So if you've ever been interested in how all the big box at the back works, and you want to come and learn about it, we'd love to have you join us. We also need more people to join that rota. So if it's something that you're not completely petrified with and you think, hey, do you know what, I'd really like to give some of my time to the church, and that sounds like a pretty cool thing to do, we'd love to have you join us.
Yeah.
Any more? And Lydia Prayer. So that's this coming Wednesday, 10:30 at Core. So this is our prayer group that meets on a Wednesday, and it'd be fantastic if you wanted to join us. They'll be here. It happens on the second Wednesday of every month. So is that all of them? Brilliant. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close in prayer. This is getting trickier the bigger the bump gets. I'm going to close in prayer, and then what we do is we'll be tea and coffee at the back and prayer at the front if you'd like to be prayed for. So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much that we can come together as a family and as a church community to learn about you. And we thank you that no matter what age we are, we still need to be reminded just what an awesome sacrifice it was that you made for us. And so, Lord Jesus, we choose today to worship you and to praise you and to lift your name and to walk out knowing here that no matter what's going on in our lives, you are so faithful and so true and did the most amazing act of love for us upon the cross, Lord Jesus. So we thank you and we bless your name. name, and we pray that you will continue to remind us that you did that for us every day of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So it's fantastic having you here today. We've got an evening service at 7 o'clock or 11 o'clock next week. Take care.
Thank you.